you marks. This is AFB WrestleCast, episode 5. Merry freaking Christmas!
Approve this.
Woo!
I did not approve this music.
Tis a glorious day.
Oh God!
It actually sounds
is it fading out?
Just like John Morrison's theme.
Oh God!
It does. Other than the opening, like nightmares, Schnitzky.
I did not approve that music this week. I don't even know.
Come on.
I feel vomiting. And a need for laxatives.
We needed to hear it one more time for the conclusion, to close the book.
This is something we can talk about in the news in a little bit. Yeah. It's a good tease, though.
It is.
It's a good tease.
I like to tease.
Welcome to AFB WrestleCast, episode 5. This is Johnny Dangerous, your host with the most, and with my co-host.
Teabag Skanks.
Teabag, now hyphen Stanks. Or is it Skanks? I'm sorry.
Skanks.
Sorry.
Last week was Whores.
It was Whores
Teabag
last week.
Teabag, Horse, Skanks.
You keep remarrying. And special guest this week in the studio, the Hammer has returned to Oklahoma, but that's okay. We have the oft-mentioned, but never heard since season 2 of Atomic Fanboy, Redbeard.
That's right. What's going on, everybody out there in podcast land? So glad to join each and every one of you in your homes this evening. This morning, wherever you are.
It amazes me that we were able to get him from the island of Poonana.
I know. I'm surprised we pulled him away from Poontang.
Okay,
City.
Easy. Didn't know we were going to go into the personal.
This guy is
keep it above the belt. Right?
He's been strapped down by the P for
months
now.
Oh, my.
That's right.
That's the joy of having a relationship, people.
Well, you. Teabag won't let that happen to him.
We'll see about that.
You're foolish.
Next year.
I know.
I know.
Be romancing.
Beginning the one.
Yes, on the first, you shall begin Operation Trim. And it'll happen.
Oh, my God.
Operation Trim.
I was like taking a sip right there, people, and he totally. Anyway, we need to talk about wrestling.
Wrestling. About That's wrestling. What the show's all about.
People
That's what I've heard.
Don't care if we're getting any.
You know,
no, they don't.
I've, Atomic Fanboy has gone through many phases,
it has
as we all know.
Phases. It's still around.
And this is good. Wrestling is a very good topic to be talking about, so I'm glad to be here and join you guys.
Tonight is
Armageddon.
Thanks. Armageddon.
Yeah,
Armageddon.
The end of the world is tonight. And no, we're talking about the pay-per-view, aren't we?
Well, the pay-per-view probably opens up the gate.
I do. I think it's the beginning. Like, if you see the movie 2012... the Harbingers start with Armageddon, the pay-per-view, known for its suctitude and lack of major matches, because it's just killing time until the Rumble.
Till the Rumble, that's right. We're all just counting down to January.
Just think if they still had New Year's Revolution.
Oh, boy.
Oh God.
No. December to dismember.
Oh
God. Oh. Well, but you know, New Year's Revolution usually was the house of... the Elimination Chamber, which was worth usually the buy.
The price of it, Michel.
But, I'm glad we're just sticking with Armageddon.
You know, the Elimination Chamber seems to have gone to No Way Out lately.
Yeah.
Well,
February-ish. That'd be good. Nice. See, WWE, they get my money. They know between the months of January and March that I am freaking theirs. Because the last 2 years, Rumble, No Way Out, and WrestleMania have all been pretty stellar.
Yeah, they've been good.
Pretty freaking stellar. So they know.
No Way Out has to be, because, I mean, that's pumping you up for WrestleMania.
Yeah, it has to be. And they had 2 Elimination Chambers this year? This past February? I think so.
Yeah, they had 2. Yeah.
So, freaking A, man. Hopefully I have 1 this year. Let's have a shout out to our listeners. We have listeners. It's amazing. And what's funny is this show, I think because pro wrestling touches such a nerve on the internet, that this show gets more listeners than my parent podcast, Atomic Fanboy, gets, which is amazing to me. And we do that one in our full professional studio of our friend Jason Dooley.
Well, you know, wrestling is a more worldwide, universal thing.
Pop culture covers everything.
True, but a lot of times it's just relegated to United States, whereas wrestling goes all over the world.
See, we're freaking worldwide now.
And you guys,
that's what this WrestleCast
boats and hoes.
Boats and hoes.
Oh, sorry. Worldwide prestige. Sorry.
Worldwide prestige. Sorry, that's the wrong show.
Sorry.
But actually, I'm glad you guys mentioned in that because I was going to say we are hearing or getting fans comments, people. Worldwide, we have a fan from Australia. We have a fan from Ireland.
The faith on me, Gora.
Which is not Teabag.
Not
at first,
Teabag.
I think old Johnny was thinking that
yeah.
It could have been old Teabag.
Because you're known for douchebaggery of that
yes,
nature.
And I was not yanking on anything.
It no crank yanking.
Definitely.
A real person.
Apparently. It is a real person.
So we at least have two listeners out there. And I know we got more because I see the stats. So, if you're out there, start commenting, and we'll mention you. Like Josh from Australia. I think that was the only thing he gave me was Josh. There's no last name.
Cool.
Josh in Australia.
Good day.
Welcome.
Sorry.
Good day, Mike. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning the show. Hopefully we have all of you. That's my bad Australian.
Oh, wow. That
impression.
Was sick. Jeez. I know he's going to stop listening.
We
way to go.
We totally need to get him to
he's like, that son of a bitch. I'm going to quit.
We need to get some Fosters in, Johnny.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, dual. No, that's...
Foster's.
Australian for beer, sir.
Exactly.
Beer.
It is. They have a big freaking can. Have you ever seen a Foster's can?
No.
I think it'd choke a horse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, just a couple of upcoming show notes. We have our holiday hiatus coming up. Yes, it's Christmas time. This is the week before. No, this is the week and a half before Christmas. No, this is the week before Christmas.
Week before.
It's Sunday. Sunday starts the week.
Yes,
I used to
Sunday.
Think it was Monday. But according to my teachers in my local community college, I learned that Sunday is the beginning of the week, not Monday.
Oh.
Monday is the work week. So, yes, the week before Christmas. Shock and dismay. So we're going to be hitting the road here. So this will be our last little show until 2009. So we're going to make it a good one. And this...
And you never know. Maybe we can somehow sneak a little something.
Live from Florida or something
for
like
the
that.
Fans, if you fans listen to this, we'll make a deal. If the fans that listen to this actually leave a comment before then, let's try to do something right before
and
we leave.
Honestly, I want to sweeten the deal. I want to be a comment more than our last two guys, Josh and Evan, I think. We appreciate the comments, but we want more. We're greedy bastards.
Yeah.
So if we can get more just you guys, we might squeeze another show
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we will do another show in right before another. We leave next Friday.
I'm not saying how long it is. It might be 2 minutes of us farting to a mic and going, yeah, we're not pro wrestling, and then we leave. But
no,
it'll be another show.
Dude, we always go longer than what we think.
That's true, we do. Because we're a wrestling horse.
That is right.
So we're hitting the road. The hiatus is coming up. So this may be the last episode before Christmas. Yeah. And it's going to be a good one because today we're going to talk about the 08 awards and the 09 predictions.
Slammy.
All right. Slammy time.
First, though, we're going to open up with WOW news. All right.
Wow.
Let me get out the old.
Wow.
Wow news.
Let me get the old notes and put my reading glasses on so I look like an old man.
Oh.
Iffy, yeah. All right. More wrestlers released in the slow economy.
Oh.
Let's all take a moment of silence for this one right here. Mm. And then I'm going to give a nice brisk hand clap for the slow economy doing something right this time.
Mm.
And that is the release of Gene Snitsky. Okay, that's enough silence.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh,
wow.
Honestly, though, I got to step in here. I don't think it was due to the economy. I don't think it's, oh, if the economy
but
was
it's the
booming
perfect
right now.
It's the perfect excuse, though.
It's the perfect excuse. But what it comes down to is talentless.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Talentless.
Yes.
Less.
Mm-hmm.
POS.
Mm-hmm.
That just deserves to.
I don't know how he held on so long.
He outlasted
Elijah
Burke. He outlasted
Chuck
Colombo.
Kenny
Dykstra. Oh, gosh. I can't even think of all the list of people. Stevie Richards.
Way more talented people than him.
Vito.
Well, okay.
I don't know about okay.
No, Vito was good. Vito was good.
He the
was
guy in the dress.
Oh, wait. That's the dress guy. That's
can't
right.
Can't forget that. Just a multitude of people who he should have got cut in front of. Let's be honest.
Yeah, seriously.
And
but do you think the government could do a bailout here? I mean, can we not get like maybe?
We gotta get Snitsky back. We gotta bail out these.
No, can we not get a $10 billion bailout for Snitsky's contract? Maybe we can start a petition there on that one.
No, if he comes.
Could you imagine like the protests in front of like Congress? Like, heck no, we want Snitsky. Heck no, and you know I don't know what the chance would be.
No,
it's not. Gonna
if he
happen.
Comes back,
it's not his fault.
Honestly,
it's not his fault.
I don't even see TNA accepting his high name.
No.
Wow.
If he marched over to TNA and was like, okay, WWE just kicked me out. Here I am.
If
I'd
TNA
like,
made something of Snitsky, I mean, they did do something of Tomko, I'm not going to lie.
Well, they got a lot of big men there, too. Well, they did.
Tomko.
Listen, if they did something of Snitsky, I would
geniuses.
Eat a sandwich. I really would. I don't care. I'd feces on bread. Chow down. That's how.
Would there be condiments on such sandwich?
Perhaps salt.
I don't know.
Maybe some mayo.
Mm.
Oh, God, that would be horrible.
But please, TNA.
No.
Please make something of Snitsky.
No, please.
You sons of bitch. No, but, I mean, just there's, oh, man, he's like a bad case of gonorrhea.
Well,
if he shows
what
up
was
again.
His problem? What was his problem? What was the worst thing about
what
it? I mean,
what was
he couldn't wrestle.
Lack of skills.
He couldn't talk.
Generic big man.
He had no look.
He had the big boot.
Oh,
no one
he
does
had
that
the,
anymore.
And also, where did he get his tights from?
The Stone Cold store of tightery.
I mean, that's same old. I mean, there's just nothing.
But he did revamp himself. He shaved
he
the head
shave
and got
his
nasty
head.
Old teeth.
He did. He looked like Stone Cold with Down syndrome. And lack of brushing.
Wow.
With a growth spurt.
I hope Snitsky doesn't listen to this program.
Is he really going to beat up three guys?
What's he going to do?
Who don't have their own place.
He is in a dark room. He is in a dark room right now with
hey.
An empty bottle of liquor just staring at
Jim
him.
Beam.
He's like, Ree!
Well, I was Isaac Yankum DDS, damn it. I was
no,
on top of my. Oh, wait, that was Kane, wasn't
good
it?
Good gosh.
Oh, God. What happened to me? I used to be a fan.
Oh, no.
What happened to me?
You should get your card taken away right
no,
now.
No, he was just Snitsky, wasn't he? Yeah, I should turn in my wrestling card.
Wow.
Still, Kane should be drinking and saying that. I was TDS. Now I'm jobbing to Rey Mysterio.
Well, here's
seriously.
The thing, though. He might... Japan, there's plenty of options. There's Japan,
people
there's
like
Mexico.
Japan if you're huge and generic. There's I don't know why. Maybe just because you're white.
The temp agency.
The temp
agency. We'll be like going through McDonald's and Snitsky will be like, fries, burger. You're just like, teeth.
Yeah, you'll come in there and be like, excuse me, these fries are burnt. And he'll be like, it wasn't my fault.
Excuse like, me, there's a teeth butter in my meal here.
It wasn't my fault.
All right, I'm just gonna take a coupon and leave.
Hey, but didn't he kill Lita's baby? Wasn't
yeah,
that one of the
yeah,
things
he
did?
Yeah, he did kill Kane's.
Because that was his whole.
No, remember
spawn.
When he did the whole foot fetish thing? That was.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Oh, he's like. I love
honestly,
you.
I didn't know he was a wrestler. I just thought he was some random background guy because he didn't even look like a wrestler. I just thought he was some random guy in the back that accidentally ran into Lita, and I was like, oh, that sucks. That's a bit of a blooper there. And they're like, no, it's all part of the plan. He's a wrestler. I'm like, no.
So what do you think? Do you think he would make a good barista?
No.
No?
I wouldn't want him.
Wait, what kind of coffee would you like?
I wouldn't want him steaming anything because his teeth butter would get up in that milk, and it's just that's disgusting.
All right. Well, we probably need to just leave.
Yeah, let's. Okay. So
let the poor man. Let the poor man alone.
Leave him alone, huh? He's got enough problems.
Okay.
He's got to find a job. He's got to learn Japanese.
The question is, though, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and name one person. Going back to the old Goldberg days. Who's next? Mm-hmm. Who you think could be the next person to get released?
To get released?
Yeah, that would be hard because, like, right now he was the one that I'm like, right now, they've trimmed down a lot.
No, I'll tell you what. Who still sticks around, and I thought he'd be gone by
now.
Oh,
I know you're
going to
say.
Is Funaki.
Funaki.
Freaking Funaki.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Funaki's still there.
Yeah.
Is he just... I think he has something on Vince. I think he has some blackmail, some pictures, something.
Something's going on
for
there.
For them to be like... The whole
something
Funaki
at a Japanese
hand
job parlor. I don't know. All I know is the man has had a job since before the Cruiserweight. He was there with Kai and Tai, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He's freaking been A, man. Since the 90s.
What was his name? The light heavyweight champ. My mind has just gone.
Taka Mikinoshu?
Taka Michinoku, I think Michinoku? What it was.
Yeah, I want to say that. Wow. I barely remember the Cruiserweight
Choppy
division.
Choppy Pee Pee?
Choppy Choppy Pee Pee, yes.
Yes, he was with that. He was in that.
Tuck Tuck and Kimchi.
Yes, he's been with them since the late 90s. That's just amazing to me. And he can't get fired. In fact, he gets a push now. He's Kung Fu Naki.
Kung Fu Naki.
Kung
Fu Naki.
I don't know if he's going to thank the creative for that, because I don't know if creative came with that, or if he's going to thank...
Or Freddy. Thank old Freddy.
Freddy, or if he's going to thank K-Quick. What's his name now? R-Truth. Sorry, R-Truth. K-Quick's his old name. I don't know who's going to thank for that, but he still has a job.
Well, here's some options. We have Deuce.
Oh,
remember him? He's
Deuce
still around.
He's on the thing.
Yeah, Deuce is on it.
I thought D.H. Smith would be, but apparently
they're gonna push him. It sounds like
with the new Hart Foundation finally.
Well, maybe? I don't know.
Sorta, kinda, with T.J. Wilson and Natty Neidhart.
Yep. But there's Deuce, and I know D'Lo. He's only been here for a little while,
but he really's not doing jack.
D'Lo's not doing.
He wasn't even in the Intercontinental tournament, which I thought he would be.
Hey, he took a picture with me though. He was very nice.
He's a very nice guy.
Right. So
you keep
loving
that energy. I went to Atlanta and I took pictures with wrestlers.
And then there's
douchebag.
Just potential releases here. I don't know.
These aren't for sure. These are just
right. We're just saying
we're spitballing.
Yeah. For 2009, what's going to happen? I'd hate to see this. Maybe Scotty Goldman.
That would really suck because he got the shaft, man.
Dude.
By the uncreative. Not WWE creative, the uncreative team, who said, hey, you've got a persona, happy-go-lucky Colt Cabana. We're going to call you Scotty. I talk about this every week. We're going to call you Scott. I've got a Jewish banker, and you look just like him. So you're Scotty Goldman, attorney at law. That's what it sounds like. Scotty Goldman,
it's
attorney at law.
Definitely the uncreative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Ryan Braddock, which I heard that they're going to repackage him in an Elvis type.
It's Rockabilly 08, yes.
Honky Tonk Man 2009. I don't know. It's
Rockabilly 09.
But that's what I've heard or read on some of the sites, that they're going to repackage him into an Elvis gimmick. So we might be saying goodbye to him pretty soon
like
here.
It's like creative.
Gavin Spears. Anybody remember Gavin Spears?
Yeah, but no one's seen him.
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, for the creative, this is my tip to the creative. Stop freaking going back for what worked back in the 80s and try to make it happen right freaking now. Like, you need to be relevant to the audience of today. And I just think doing the whole Elvis gimmick, you know, what are they going to do? We're going to take some new talent and put some blue trunks on them and give them a 2x4 and an American flag, and they can come out and be like,
wait.
Nope.
That sounds like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Absolutely.
But he's...
but it's like...
It's
we're
2009.
So much, but it's 2009. He's the new HJD.
HJD.
Well, it's true. And we know, I'm sure y'all have talked about this before, but I know I've talked about it to you guys, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've talked about it on the show, but they just... It's like creative is not very creative there. I mean, what happened to giving them a promo package?
Yep.
Something to introduce?
We talked about that.
Okay,
last
I figured
week,
y'all
yep.
did. I figured y'all did. So
the thing they failed to remember is that the best characters come out of their natural personas jacked up to 10. That's what created Stone Cold. That's what created HBK. It's just their own natural charisma, but they jack it up to 10. I mean, sometimes you'll have a character.
John Cena.
Cena.
Was a good example. He just
He came in. It was just generic guy, you know. And I hate when they just come in like Ryan Braddock, John Cena. You don't know who they are. But as soon as they find the hook, something that's part of the personality that they can do well, like him insult rapping, boom, there you go. He's a hip hop white dude, and people a wigger, if you will, white, you know. And they let him out there. He got so much heat early on. People hated him because he was, you know, a hip hop acting white dude.
Yeah.
People hate that.
Yeah,
I know T-Bag hates that.
I don't even.
They're all in
really
West Virginia.
I don't want to get on that tangent.
Let's not get on that tangent. But that's what you gotta do.
You gotta, you know, let them be themselves. And so y'all have already talked about this, so I'm not gonna rehash it. But
we like to hear you. Yes. Yeah.
But anyways, another possible release, just real quick, is Bam Neely maybe.
Yeah.
Bam needs to get cut. Like a white guy in Harlem, he needs to freaking get out of there right now. I'm just saying.
Tony Atlas. What's the really need for Tony Atlas?
I don't mind Tony Atlas because I kind of miss the managers like they had back in the 80s.
Yeah, he's kind of bringing back that whole manager vibe. I don't mind that.
They cut Armando, which sucked because I loved Armando.
Oh, yeah. Him as a manager was phenomenal.
Umaga was really over when he had Armando, but now he's kind of free-floating now without that guidance. But, so
there's no telling. There could be many releases next year, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. The economy could strike again. The economy.
Come on, Obama. work your black president magic, baby. Get it? Black magic, black president. Okay.
Wow.
please.
Let's move on, shall we? JBL. JBL. How about this one, folks? JBL gets laid out by Joey friggin' Styles. Former announcer, VCW. Mm. Never saw that one coming.
Not a storyline either.
This
apparently
really
is real. We don't know. Like,
you could see on the 3-hour Raw, the Slammy Raw. He had his head down, hat was on down, makeup. His eyes were covered by shadow.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not. He didn't raise up and do any of this thing. He had the black eye, son. You know what I mean? And he was covered it well. Let's be honest. Happened on the Iraq trip. He was hazing newbies. He did it for a couple of years, which shows that he's a big, cock and balls, as he usually is.
Oh.
Mm. And, he's done it to a couple of divas, which is even better. and this year he's decided Joey Styles would be his target, and it didn't work out so well for him.
Well, Joey, was not, I guess, the big pushover that he thought he was going to be. Because when you look at Joey, I guess, by sight, if you're a big old wrestler, Joey would be perfect... I guess picking material, I guess you could say, but Joey proved him wrong. He showed he stepped up for us little guys there, and gave him a cold one right in the old eye, huh?
Gave him the old receipt, checkmate. You know what I mean? But honestly, JBL was drunk off his butt too at the time, so that kind of helped. I don't know if Joey could have taken him right there clean sober, but JBL drunk and berating him, cold clocked.
Yeah. That's what you get, If you're gonna be a douchebag like that, I mean, it's a business.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some level of professionalism, and if JBL is going to kind of break that, then he got what he deserved.
To me, the two biggest.
But what stinks is he doesn't get punished for it, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, he should get punished for it. Yeah.
There are really three major douchebags in WWE, and that's Randy Orton, JBL, and Hardcore Holly. Those three. Are kings of the douche mountain in that organization.
Yep.
And yet, for some reason they cling on, but we lose, Elijah Burke or somebody. Don't understand that still.
Yet.
Second generation stable, it seems to be finally happening. Last Raw, Randy Orton drops the name The Legacy a couple of times. And so the announce team for him, Manu. There's a lot of personality there.
Yeah.
Manu and Cody Rhodes, and maybe, I guess, the returning DiBiase when he gets back from the Marine 2. Yep. More suck.
oh, is that the working title right now?
I think it should be. More suck.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The
Marine 2. Straight to DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what do you think about that stable?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I really am excited. I think it's going to be good. I'm not that crazy about Manu, like you said. What a personality. What a physique.
He has the Umaga physique,
He should be put with a Umaga, personally, in my opinion.
I think we mentioned this. That'd be cool if they were the new Wild Samoans.
Yeah, if they did something like that, would be good. But as far as the stable goes, I think they're going to do great. I think Cody Rhodes is doing great.
Cody actually gets more heel heat than Randy Orton does in some places, which is amazing to me. Because he just plays such a little rat bastard, a little weasel.
He does a good job.
Who knew,
Well, he's doing kind of what Randy did when he was in Evolution, I think.
The lackey. Yeah,
the lackey. Man. And I think he's doing a good job at it, and I'm excited to see DiBiase.
Or head lackey, yeah.
Yeah, I hope they include DiBiase in it. That's my whole fear, because I wonder how they're going to handle that when he gets back.
If he's going to feud with them.
If he's going to feud, or...
I smell fake feud. He comes back and teams up maybe CM Punk, and then he's like, psych. I can see a swerve right there.
How long is he supposed to be out filming this movie? Does anybody know?
I have no freaking
clue. Because, it'd be kind of cool if he came back tonight at Armageddon. I was thinking about that.
He might, or he might come back at the Rumble would be a good return for him too.
Well, that's true. Rumble would be a bigger comeback, but yeah, I hope they include him though. That's the only thing I was thinking. I hope that
Umaga hasn't even come back yet, has he? From his injury?
No. You know, it's an interesting side note is that we lost Snitsky, but we gained Goldust. How did that work out?
Yeah.
I keep thinking about that. He's shown up twice. That means he must be under contract. I don't
yeah.
get.
Yeah, he is under contract.
He's under contract. He's under contract.
Is he back on the staff page?
Mm-hmm.
Superstar page?
Yeah. I think so.
Damn. I mean, I don't mind him, but you don't need him now.
No, you don't. It's just going back to what worked one time and
yeah, every so
but maybe
often.
They got him on the cheap.
They probably did get him on the cheap. Hey, we need a good jobber. Well, this guy fits the bill.
And what sucks is he's been kind of, well, they didn't do it this past Monday, but he's been kind of messing around, messing with Santino's
mind.
And I'm like,
great. We don't need a good jobber. We got Santino. He's the best jobber you could get.
That is just sad. That is sad. Can't catch a break, man. Love Santino. Can't catch a break. Really? Really?
Hornswoggle.
I mean, I know.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle beat him.
Beat him.
I mean, what you have to rebuild. He's hit rock bottom. I mean, this is,
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, if he beats MVP, that would be a start. This MVP seems to be on the same trajectory angle right now.
Seriously.
Finally, two quick little side notes here. The Wrestler, the motion picture from Darren Aronofsky, I could never say his last name, the guy that did The Fountain, is getting Oscar buzz. And I just want to say I didn't see that coming.
Well, they just announced the Golden Globe nominations, correct?
Yes.
And it really didn't get much love except for Best Actor.
For Mickey Rourke.
It's so a surprise.
Yeah, it was a dark horse for Best Picture. But then again, they picked stuff like, the Golden Globes suck so much butt this year. And they picked.
Right.
They didn't
Not to go off on a rabbit trail, but I mean, it kind of sucked because they didn't nominate Dark Knight and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not, this is a wrestling show, so.
For nothing, yeah. That should be talked about on Atomic Fanboy. It will be, probably.
But it's good that, it's just one of those stories that people identify with. It's like, this.
The hard luck loser.
Yeah.
Turned hero.
Trying to rebuild, trying to, reclaim your past. And
it's almost like Jake the Snake's life a little bit. If you read about it, if you've seen it. It's not playing anywhere probably until January.
I think that it's just wild seeing something that's going this in depth about the business, the wrestling business, and people were catching on to it.
Which is kind of bad. Did you know that Vince McMahon banned anybody that had anything to do with Hogan's Celebrity Championship Wrestling? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
That means he banned RVD, Goldberg, Hogan, Bischoff, Jimmy Hart. All those celebrities on there because he said he showed how wrestling is fake. I'm like, you pretty much showed that. I mean, does anyone really believe it's still real anymore? Like real? Like these guys hate each other for real? I mean, if you think about it, I think he pretty much helped push that along. You know what I'm saying? And then you have movies like Between the Ropes? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or Beyond the Mat.
Beyond the Mat. And all these kayfabe things. I think he pretty much helped split that wide open already.
I was about to say, I think he was the one that kind of, because I was watching that show on WWE Classic about the, the Legends Roundtable, and you're talking about the biggest moments of in wrestling history.
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned, Ric Flair mentioned when Vince McMahon announced that wrestling was entertainment.
Sports entertainment.
Not just not wrestling anymore, but entertainment. And he even said,
Which was a boob move, by the way.
And he went and explained how they're no different than a sitcom
or
like
cartoon.
Seinfeld or cartoon or drama, and it just kind of, so for him to deny,
in his own words, I think that when he was giving that spiel, because I was watching it with you, the words that Vince said that I was like, wow, is when Vince was like, I think that I'm tired of us trying to insult the intelligence of the audience because they know this isn't real.
Right.
And that's exactly what Vince said.
Which in turn insulted my intelligence because I believe it's like when you tell a kid there's no Santa when he's like 4 or 5. That's insulting their intelligence because you build them up to believe this instead of them coming to their own realization and going through the motions themselves like, oh, okay, Santa's not real, but I appreciate what my parents are doing by this, because most parents let you do that. It's like some jerkwad hippie parent like, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man, there is no Santa. And just destroying all the fun,
Yeah.
instead of growing with it, and you know, like now I love The Legend of Santa, and I still in a way like it. But if my mom and dad had came to me at 4 years old and said, "There's no Santa, we buy the gifts," and just shatter my freaking world, then I probably wouldn't care for much for Santa or tell my kids about Santa if I had him. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. So I just hate that he made it sports entertainment.
Wow, that was a very good analogy, Jonathan.
Thanks.
Very good. What? Especially around this time of year.
Sorry, I forgot it's been so long. That's Johnny okay. Danger, sorry.
Thank you.
That's a good...
That's a more dangerous name.
that's a very good point. But it's true, because...
This time of year, you know, Santa's going to be around. I mean, that was very creative, very festive, mm-hmm. if you will.
But that's very true.
Festive.
Festus?
What is that noise? That was you.
But, yeah, so Vince is just, I don't know.
He's crazy. And I swear, if RVD came up and said, "I want to wrestle again," he would not blink. He'd be like, "Contract." I mean, he's like one of the hottest free agents. If he came back and said he wanted to wrestle, he'd be freaking hired. I'm sorry. He would.
There's no way Vince would be that dumb not
to let TNA pick up RVD or something like that if he came back and asked. And also, the other little tidbit was that we just got this off the internet today. Miz and Morrison, my favorite tag team and favorite superstars of the future, Jizz. Okay.
I was watching out for that.
Yeah. Eminem win the World Tag Team titles, not the WWE ones. They held those for most of the year. They won the World Tag Team titles on Raw because F the brand extension. at an Ontario house show Saturday?
I guess so. Yeah,
Saturday or early today, Sunday. I think it's Saturday. So good for those guys. They keep their gold streak going.
And I like it that they are doing the whole Owen Hart thing where they're carrying the Slammies with them. I saw the pictures online this morning.
ECW was hilarious.
And so they were... you know, walking out, and they were celebrating with the new tiles with their Slammies, and I like how they did that with the whole Owen Hart, because, you know, Owen Hart always walked out to the ring with his Slammies, so I hope they keep doing that.
I love that.
You know, and I think it's cool that they have the belt. I really like them a lot. I think they are probably the best tag team of the year as well. I will agree with Johnny on that without dispersing my load all over the place.
Please don't, man. It's already messy up from the side.
Hey!
Anyway, but I just want to say that I mean, I think, why not have a match like that at the pay-per-view tonight?
No, I got a better idea. Why not take both shows, since we don't really give a crap about the brand extension, why not take the whole tag team division and put it on, I don't know, one show, have a belt unification match and put it on one show. I mean, have all the tag teams on SmackDown if they don't have a very good secondary program title, or ECW for that matter. Just let ECW be the home of the ECW title and tag matches. Or... just have like the world title used to be. It used to be defended on every show. So that way you'd have all the tag teams from all three brands. Well, ECW don't really have a tag team. But all three brands. And they could just, you know, that way you could combine all the tag teams from all the brands. You'd have a deeper field. I'm just saying.
Well, it's all good in theory, but but it's wrestling we're talking
apparently
about.
Apparently Vince knows better than
yes.
So, you know. You know, also the other funny thing was there was a news report how he got mad that he was reading the booking sheets, because apparently I guess there's booking sheets to see who's getting used on what show.
Yeah.
And he was pissed off at Creative and chewed him out because they weren't using D.H. Smith because he's a, you know, quote, blue chipper or blue, you know, or a
right, he's the son of a
top prospect, you know, right. Son of
the British Bulldog.
And he got mad and chewed him out and said, "You better start using him now or heads are going to roll." I'm like, why doesn't he do that more often? When does he have these moments of clarity? Like once a year, honestly.
Yeah. You
know, the rest of the time he's doing McMahon millions.
Because before they were
firing,
you know,
good wrestlers.
They were totally crapping on D.H. Smith.
He kind of deserved it because of the wellness thing. But then they just forgot about it.
True. But, you know, it's kind of.
And they gave us the Cali Kiss Cam. So, I mean, you know.
It just.
Which
it
I have nothing against.
Sense.
It's actually kind of entertaining now. But I'm just saying.
But anyways, yeah, so what were we talking about?
I was just saying that's that one little extra news thing. Like,
about
your side, why?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, since we're losing track of time, we're going on to the best and worst of 2008.
All right. It's like our own little personal Slammies right now.
It is like our own personal Slammies.
Oh, we can call it the Whammies, huh?
Whammy!
Anchorman. All right.
I think they would
have
haven't watched that in a while.
Barbecue sauce.
Sorry.
Fruity fruit. No.
I like that. Wait, sorry. I just, while we're on the topic, I love that part. He's like, "I'll take your mother out to a nice seafood dinner and never call again.
Actually, it's a steak dinner.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, it was a dinner.
It was good. I love that.
Thank you for crapping on me.
Dorothy Mantooth's a saint.
Yeah, Dorothy Mantooth's a saint.
Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
Back to the whammies.
Yes. First of all, what were you think? Who do you think was the worst wrestler of the year? I didn't write down the worst, so I'm going to actually talk about him first. Who do you think was the worst wrestler of the year? Who
worst?
When you now, saw who when you saw them? Now this is not because let's you can bring in because I know you're looking thinking DJ Gable right now in your head. But what person? And it's not just gimmick, but who just A had no charisma, B stunk up the ring so bad, or C made your eyes cry tears of blood and you had to get them off the screen? I just want to know.
Okay,
who was the one that just tore you up?
Teabag.
I gotta go first.
I know. Unless
Redbeard comes up his first.
Well, I'm trying to think, too.
I'm trying to think.
You spurned this on us.
I did spurn it on you.
He did.
I will be honest. I think for me, this is a random pick, but I think JBL. Because he did absolutely nothing for me this year. I mean, he just, every time I was like, I saw some guy, like right now, HBK is going to feud with JBL. I was like, oh, God. Like, I was just like, oh, HBK is going to be wasted for 2 to 3 months of nothing. Cena match, parking lot brawl, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Think so?
Yeah. Just because he's old and fat. I will give him this. He's lost weight. But he's just been just the chubbiest loser this side. I mean, the only good match he had was against Jericho way early this year.
I don't know what it is about him. He just kind of lost, like, I mean.
He doesn't have the heat. And, like, he was a big fish in a small pond on SmackDown.
It's true.
Like, when he had the title, he made sense. He was the biggest a-hole they had, and he played the million-dollar man card, and now he's on Raw where it's just like he's a big fish swimming with whales now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
HBK, Jericho, Cena. It's just that's my theory.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to say he's the worst, but I could say who's my least favorite to watch.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think he's the worst, but he's my least favorite. You could probably guess.
Mm-hmm. It's not DJ Gabriel, is it?
Not, no. There's some R-Truth.
R-Truth,
he
yeah.
He gets on my nerves. I'm like, is it even wrestling, all the stuff that he...
is it the rapping?
Well, it's not just the rapping. I'm talking about performance.
Or,
he has this stupid,
let me
like,
get my quotation marks, my fingers.
Like,
rapping.
It's I don't know. There's just something about him that I just...
He has some good moves. I mean, he's actually really loved on the internet because he has good offense.
I think he has, you know, some athletic abilities, but
there's just something about his personality. I know what you mean. There's something about his personality
and the way that he uses it during his performance. Festus is pretty much a waste of space.
Jesse,
I would
and
probably
Festus.
Put him. Yeah,
those guys had really good matches at the beginning of the year,
but now they're
lost in Creative Has Nothing For You land.
Yeah, every time they come out now, I'm like, ugh. So I'm not as much Jesse as I probably would Festus.
Jesse has some skills. I'm not going to hate on Jesse,
but Festus, I think
you know who his dad was.
Yeah.
Bam Bam Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Gordy.
So
the late great. We met him.
I did. I got a picture with him, actually.
Redbeard got
and a headlock.
Yep.
He put me in a headlock.
That was a good thing. Little elementary school gym and outside in Ducktown or Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yeah, it was somewhere out there. But
Ducktown.
Yep. R-Truth, and he's getting jobbed right now. Didn't he lose to Dolph Ziggler?
He did lose to Dolph Ziggler. How about Dolph Ziggler? Who knew?
He's doing
I did.
Credits
know. Given. I did
where
know.
Credit
wait,
is
let's
due.
let's don't
we,
jump.
We blew him out of the water, but well, he.
Let's don't. Let's
I
don't.
I didn't blow him out of the water. I blew his gimmick, and
his
I still
gimmick.
Do.
Well,
out
you
of the
did.
Water. That sounds.
Kidding.
Thanks a lot. How do you blow a gimmick?
I'm just kidding. No.
But no. But his gimmick, I knew he had skills.
Well, let's don't jump ahead quite yet because we could probably touch on him in a minute. But I'm gonna go. I don't know because. I mean, everyone, there's hasn't been really, I guess I'd have to say, just for me personally, I'm just always like, I always switch the channel. It's just Mark Henry. I just.
There you go.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's done a lot, yes, and I understand that he won the championship.
But I don't like watching.
But I just don't like, I mean, just, he doesn't have any personality. I mean, it's good that Tony Atlas has been with him. That's kind of, but I'm just, every time he comes on, it's just, I feel like it's the same. It's the same match every time.
Oh, my. It has been ECW the past 2 months has been Mark Henry
and Finlay.
And Finlay. And that's freaking it. Is that all you can come up with?
Yeah.
The same freaking match?
And so
that's because they've only got, like, what, 10 guys on their roster?
Yeah, but you could do something else. I mean, there's got to be something else. There's got to be something
squash Ricky Ortiz or something now.
But anyway, so for me, it's I just personally, I always flip the channel when he comes out as
I thought
Mark
for sure
Henry.
That T-Bag would say Ricky Ortiz, actually. He probably would have said Swagger a couple weeks ago, but Swagger's on fire now. So.
Yeah, Swagger's doing good.
Okay, how about this now? What is your brand of the year? I will start. For me, it was ECW.
Wow.
That's right, kids. The 1 hour little show that could, ECW. Why? Because it's a tight show. They keep it, you know, they keep it. The 1 hour, I think, helps because there's not a lot of padding. There's not a lot of extended interviews. There's the random show that will have extended background, backstage stuff.
Yeah, more. They'll have more interviews, that kind of stuff.
But for the most part, it's you'll get at least three good, solid matches of about 8 to 10 minutes apiece. And that's really awesome to me. And they give a lot of attention to new guys who I think have potential, like DJ Gabriel, although I don't think the DJ thing's working for him. But as a wrestler,
wrestling-wise, he's good.
Chris Wrestler, he's a crisp, sorry, wrestler. Jack Swagger, who I wrote off the first 2 weeks, but now is pretty much, he's pretty solid.
Yeah.
He's a future big guy.
They had a big article on him in the Pro Wrestling History.
Pro Wrestling History, yeah.
He's doing pretty good.
Future main eventer, apparently.
So,
but for me, it was ECW. Just a good, tightly scripted show, and I like to showcase a new talent.
Mm-hmm.
T-Bag.
I would probably say ECW as well, but for this reason, I think that this year some of the best stars that has developed started in ECW. You know, mm-hmm. I'm looking back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so much now. I don't think ECW. I think it's going to get worse in 2009.
But I mean, for the year though,
you have to admit, it started off. We had Punk. We had
Kofi at the beginning of the year.
We had Morrison. We had
Bourne, who's injured now, but he's still
Bourne. He was there. You know, there's all these things. They're ECW, and now they're kind of going over to Raw now.
Raw stealing their talent.
Yeah, they're stealing the talent, but
they're invading their own property.
For this year, I think ECW. Had it. Now, going into 2009, I think they're going
to
lose it.
Do you think they need to add a mid-card title to ECW?
I think they need to add a title. And
maybe the TV title that RVD held for...
And I think they just need to use their talent. They need to use the young talent instead of these older people. You know, I mean, Swagger, use Swagger. Use Ortiz. Gabriel, I don't like him, but he's young. Use him instead of having all these, like, freaking Mark Henry,
beat
and
up Tommy,
Finley,
beat up Tommy Dreamer for the 500th time.
And yeah,
that's like the surefire go-to angle.
If they mix it, if they mix it up, it'll save it. But nobody on creative is creative enough.
That's how you get someone over to ECW. Hey, I'm hardcore. I'm Tommy Dreamer. No, you're not. I'm new guy. Match one, match two, rinse, repeat.
Yep.
Right.
And what about you, sir?
Well,
did you name a show?
Yeah,
by
he said
way?
ECW.
Oh, you said ECW? Okay, I thought you were going to say. You sound like you were not going to pick it.
No.
No.
for me, I think I'm just, I'm still a Raw fan.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Just, I mean, with the talent they have there, plus, I'm a big CM Punk fan, so I'm just always going to, watch whatever show he's on, obviously. And but just with, I don't know. It's been kind of a weird year for wrestling, and for me at least, and but the show I really still get to watch is, I guess that's why I pick Raw, because that's the show I really only ever get to watch hardly anymore now that I'm in a relationship. So
you need TiVo for Christmas.
Sucka. Yeah, I do. I know.
So okay, Raw for you, that's cool. ECW and Raw. For SmackDown, no love. Let's see here. Worst brand of the year. TNA for me with SmackDown almost a close second.
Yep.
TNA for you?
TNA.
This has been easy, one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wherever there is Russo, there is shite.
Let me tell you, how about this one from 2 weeks ago? Beer bottle on a pole match.
That's definitely Russo.
No.
Wow.
How about this? Okay, my dad watches TNA.
That man loves pole matches.
Who? Sorry. Are you talking about Vince?
Russo. Yeah.
Oh. I was totally thrown there for a second. So
yeah.
Dad made me watch it on Thanksgiving night.
The turkey bowl?
Special, the turkey
bowl.
Oh, God. I was like, oh, my
What
God.
Happened? I
and
haven't
at the end, well, At the end, they had, like, whoever lost the match had to wear a turkey outfit. And it was Alex Shelley.
Who was a really good future main eventer, I think. Yeah. Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin.
Yep.
If they had the proper pushing behind them.
If you're in TNA, you're not really what's called a main eventer. But, like, and it was just horrible, dude. They wasted the last 15 minutes of the show. Him, like, okay, I'm going to put it on. No, I'm not going to put it on. I'm going to put one leg on. I'm not going to put it on. I'm not, you know, and then Mick Foley came out, and he was just like, put on the turkey suit. Put on, you got giblets. Making horrible jokes, and I'm just like, Mick, you're better than this.
Why did you do it, Mick?
I know. I was like, I don't like Vince either, and Vince yelling in my ear. Is it really that bad?
Yeah.
That you're talking about?
Turkey outfit.
Giblets, turkey outfits on TNA. Wasting 15 minutes.
And then, of course, he jaws off to him. Then finally, he puts the turkey suit on, and then Mick DDTs him. It was just a waste of my time.
This is really going on. I haven't watched TNA. I really hardly ever watch it.
I watch it on TV every once in a while. And I fast forward through most of it.
This really happened.
This really happened. It happened. Dad made me watch it.
Yeah. So did beer ball and a pole match. And
wow. You know, if TNA was smart, they'd get... I mean... Get rid of Vince Russo.
Rhino in a main event.
Why would you hire somebody that took one of the biggest companies and ran it in the ground with their talent as far as writing and everything goes, and then think, you know what? He might be able to make something work here.
I wonder what... I'm going to look this up. I'm going to try to see if I can find this. But I wonder how many on a pole matches Vince Russo has done over the years. Because
he did a Viagra on a pole. Yeah, oh God.
He puts anything on a pole. Let's see. What can we put
your
on
mom on a
pole?
Oh, God. All right. Let's see here. How about tag team of the year?
Gee.
Redbeard? Oh, sorry. Redbeard's.
Hold on a second. How about T-Bag? I was just saying, I was going to check with you and be like,
really?
Is your nuts filled again before
yes,
you
they
say
are.
Their name?
Yes, they are.
Another
and
shot.
Oh, God. Oh, in my pants. And I don't care because you guys can't deny that Miz and Morrison are my pick for tag team of the year. Can't be denied. You can make fun of me, but you know I'm not right. Or not wrong. You know I'm not wrong. That's what I'm saying.
I would say tag team of the year would be...
I mean, there's Crime Time. There's Priceless. There's...
Ryder and Hawkins.
There's... What'd you say?
I was like, Ryder and Hawkins.
Ryder and Hawkins. Oh, yes. There's the colognes.
No, honestly, I agree with you. I think Miz and Morrison have been the stand-up tag team of the year, and they pretty much came in and they've done it. Good job.
They dominated.
They've done a great job.
How can you not say Miz and Morrison? I'm sorry. Like, they were
the tag team. Join me in my sticky pants. Go ahead.
They were the tag team of the year. I mean, they just dominated.
Future main event heels, I think, too.
You know, I think Morrison is a little bit... seasoned, a little bit better than Miz.
He's
but
a better wrestler, but I'm telling you, right. Miz will go far. People discount Miz on the internet, but he's going to go far.
But overall, I mean, Miz and Morrison, it was in the year of tag teams, it was their year. And
mostly because Vince can't book tag
teams. I mean, they've improved. They weren't. Yeah. You can honestly see an improvement between the two.
Maybe it's because JBL braided him one time after a match on SmackDown. Oh. That had a lot of fire under my butt.
Yeah. But what about... Beer Money Inc. Were they?
Beer Money Inc. You know, it's funny. Beer Money Inc. actually is a very good tag team. Just the problem is, and they've taken out most of the ever good tag teams in TNA. TNA doesn't know the book tag team wrestling right now. They took out, they broke up LAX, which was a really good tag team, and this made them go single star. And then, I'm trying to think if they had any ever good tag teams in TNA.
Seriously,
they had
Tomko and AJ, but they stopped wrestling.
I would say the runner
team
up.
3D.
Team 3D.
I would say the runner-up for me would definitely be simply Priceless.
Priceless
I think
is
the
very good runner-up. Yeah,
Cody Rhodes.
Crime Time would be better if they had wins under their belts, but they're not picking up any wins right now.
No, because they've been doing a
good
job in their matches.
Yeah.
By the way, there just to catch up, there was a crowbar on a pole match.
You found this?
This one site has all the different type of wrestling matches that have been done over the years. There was a crowbar on a pole match, so there's one. So I'm still looking. Jeez. Also, this was on here. I thought this was kind of funny.
Then he had pink slip on
This has to be Vince Russo, but this was a duck on a ladder match.
What?
A plastic duck is suspended over the ring, and to win, you have to set up a ladder and climb it up to retrieve it. And apparently, they said this happened on WCW Nitro in October 2nd, 2000. So that definitely has
what
Russo's writing on it, I think.
What does a duck have to do with anything?
So I'm still looking, so I'll let you know.
God. There was a pink slip on a pole match, I think.
I don't know.
I do think there
was
one of those. I do remember that.
Anyway, so sorry.
Thanks for the update. Okay, how about this one, guys? Feud of the year. Okay,
woo!
There's a lot of good stuff out there. There was Taker and Edge. There was Hardy and Triple H. There was Hardy and Randy Orton. Cena and Batista, where Batista almost killed John Cena with his almighty skills.
But you're saving the best one for last.
But I am saving the best one for last. And my pick was Jericho and HBK. These guys, the last man, what was it? The street fight. Oh, gosh, that was brutal. I was watching that, and I was like, oh, damn, he's killing them. And then my favorite was the ladder match, which is one of my nominees for match of the year, where Jericho lost a tooth. They both, like, took wicked bumps. It was crazy. So I'd say my pick was Jericho and HBK this year.
Same here. They had such
chemistry.
I mean, dude, when any of them would come out, whether it was either Chris or Sean in the ring, the people were in their hands. I mean, it was eerily silent because people were just anticipating what's going to happen. What's going to happen at the point? And
which makes me more pissed that they're using HBK in a JBL feud. Because, like, how do you follow that and go, HBK only has, let's be honest, HBK.
It was the worst ending.
Unless,
the best feud and the worst ending.
Unless HBK has, like, a Ric Flair type career where he just keeps going. And I don't know, HBK is this kind of guy, like, he might walk away the next couple years.
He could.
If that. And why are you going to waste his precious ring time on a JBL feud is beyond me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And why are you going to end such a good feud that was pumped up that much and they just, like,
Had a blow-off match on Raw.
It was crap.
That was it.
Yeah, and then it didn't even
end. It was like a
Falls
Count Anywhere or Last Man Standing
JBL
or
comes in and interferes. It was horrible. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, Steph. What about you?
I don't know if I have an answer for this. I was trying to think of one, and I guess, you know.
I mean, Taker and Edge was a good.
Taker and Edge was good. There was a bunch of good feuds this year. You know, I wish they would have. I'll go with this route. I wish they would have taken the Punk Orton feud a little bit farther, just because I'm a Punk mark.
I think it will. I think that one's just still simmering, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Because
you think?
I do. I really do.
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really don't have an answer for that one, but I do know this: there was a leather jacket on a pole match.
What?
Yes, there was. Super Brawl 2000.
Oh, God.
This is a regular WCW. On a pole match where the winner climbs the pole to get a leather jacket. So, sorry.
And if they wear it, they win?
Leather jacket on a pole match.
Yes.
He's putting the jacket on. Oh, one sleeve. Oh, no. He's got the other sleeve. Oh, it's game over, baby.
Oh,
so,
my God.
That's my Don West impression.
That was good. But anyway, so, you know, it's a toss-up between Undertaker and Edge and... Because, I mean, that table ladder, was it table ladders and chair match?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That
they had.
Taker had to leave.
Oh, that was brutal when he went through those chairs, or those tables.
That was a good match.
So. You know, my runner-up was Hardy versus Randy Orton. Because that was just, they had me on the edge of my seat from the Rumble. I mean, from Armageddon towards the Rumble, that build-up to that match, it was really good, you know? When he jumped off the Tron set onto him, they built a good feud. It was short, but they built a good feud. All right, so excuse me. How about this one?
Well,
I had a little
burp break.
I burped in my mouth. This is some gold radio, people. Podcast
gold, please.
Gold.
So there's no pleasing you.
Gold.
Smoking a pancake. Announced team of the year, okay? First of all, I'm going to say, what was the worst announced team of the year? And this is an easy one. Here we go again. Don West and Tanay. How about you?
Oh, come on. Quit.
That's easy. That don't even.
That's not even.
Leave those two alone.
It's like beating a special ed child. It's uncalled for.
Yep.
At this point.
It is.
Announced team of the year for me was Stryker and Grisham. Todd Grisham. I mean, it's kind of out there, but I mean, for the whole year, it was going to be JR and the King just because they're classic. You know what I mean? But Stryker has so much like insight. Like he had a match with Jimmy Wang Yang and
Kung Fu Naki.
And they were fighting Miz and Morrison. And he had a he called him and said, These two guys are some young dragons. I was like, oh, nice. Call back to WCW. Remember the Young Dragons? Because Jimmy Wang Yang was in Young Dragons. Mm. So he had little insights like that all the time. He just peppers them in to the shows and his commentary. So that was my pick.
Yeah, I would definitely say, the given is going to be King and JR.
Yeah.
It's a given. But the most surprised that I've seen was with Matt Stryker. Don West can... I'm not even going to waste my time talking about Don West. But Stryker, man, he came out, I was like, daggone, he has some skills. I mean,
I still think he's a good wrestler.
And he's a good wrestler too. But I mean, it would be smarter almost.
That creative had
Michael
nothing for
Cole,
him.
I mean, to take Michael Cole off her all and throw Stryker that way. I mean, he's definitely.
Let's see, but Matt Stryker's more of a color guy, whereas play by play. Now, if you had JR and Stryker,
that'd
be
interesting. A good team.
But then the rest of your shows would suffer. Yeah. Let's be honest. If you had Taz, oh God, Taz and Cole together.
Boom,
SmackDowns,
boom.
I wanted to shoot myself. I really did. I wanted to meet the business.
Let me tell you, when he gets you in a headlock like that, I've been in a headlock like that before. And when I was in a headlock, I was like, oh,
I need a cheese sandwich. I'm Taz.
Because Taz always reverts back to, well, that was done to me. Anyway, I'm not going to go
Megan,
off.
Look at you now, announce boy. What about you, Red Bed?
I'm going to go the same. Stryker and Grisham.
It's a hat trick.
They are just... It's not over the top. It's just straight, you know.
It's not vintage Cole.
Yeah.
Vintage Cena. Vintage. I'm like, why is everything vintage?
It's just, you know, they're just good. I mean, they communicate their point. You know, Stryker's very knowledgeable of the product. And I mean.
I love Cole-isms. It's a catch as can kind of match.
It's what?
A catch as can style wrestling. He's wrestling here. Cole sounds like a nerdy white guy. He's the nerdiest of the nerd. It's a catch as can. Oh, my God. And he tries to put some bass in his voice, and it just sounds weird. It's like a nerdy white guy putting bass in his voice. Just doesn't work.
That is true.
Well, so, you know, it's a hat trick. Grisham and Stryker.
Okay, here's, let's see. We're trying to keep rolling on. We've got a lot of things here. Mid-card champ of the year. Mid-card champ of the year. That means someone of the Intercontinental or U.S. title, or perhaps even, you know, if you want to count tag team, as a mid, which they are, mid-card title. For me, this is a surprising choice. It really is. It's not Miz and Morrison. I know you're thinking that.
You're probably going to pick who I would pick.
Santino Marella.
No.
Oh, surprising, eh?
Surprising.
I said Santino Marella is mid-card champ of the year. Why? Here's why. It's not because he was winning matches with his skills, which I know he has skills, but apparently WWE Creative, again, doesn't care. They just want a comedy act. So, but when he was IC title, he was freaking entertaining, dude, with the honk-o-meter.
That was a good job.
That was.
Or the Honka Perfect Mountain Meter for one night only. I loved it. Every time it came on with the ding, I was like, yes. And he actually defended it against D'Lo Brown and some other guys I'm sure were in there that I can't think of right now. But, you know, the 16 weeks, he held the belt and he made it entertaining. And it kind of catapulted back to Regal, who's actually doing a good job of, you know, even though he's sick right now, I don't know what he has. The man's had the flu for like 3 weeks. Yeah. Of getting the IC title back to a place of importance. So, you know, I'm done with that. That was my mid-card champ of the year. Well, it might have been Shelton. That was another runner-up for me.
I will pick Kofi Kingston.
I thought you were going to pick that.
Yep. He is just...
Coffee Mark.
He's just talent, man. He's so crisp. When he's in a match, I'm just like...
Crisp!
I think he's going to be a great wrestler, and I like watching him perform. Maybe not the best talker. He's got a lot of energy. And just
better
watching
than a lot of talkers.
Yeah, he is. So
still better than both the Hardys, sadly.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to Kofi on that one.
You know what's really funny is that I wish, I was thinking about that side note, Kofi versus Mysterio a couple weeks back was really good. And they only gave him like 4 minutes, dude. If they had given him like a nice 10-minute match, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, they had a great match.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to go with the Legends champion, Booker T, because he's got balls to go and make his own title and call himself a legend, which he is a legend in his, you know, but, you know, no, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
That's
you guys'
like,
faces
like
are
Taz, like. That's like Taz's FTW championship, and they're trying to make it a legit belt. I hate when they do that.
Like, what?
Like
sorry.
The million-dollar belt.
You got your guys' faces, y'all are like, what?
Really?
TNA Legends champion, Booker T.
I'm a Legends champion, sucker!
That was good.
Thanks.
No, but...
no, it wasn't.
I guess I'm going to say Santino. Yeah. Just because at least they gave him some props.
Props.
Some love, and... yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I saw...
No, that was a little... That's called a time hand signal.
Okay, so we got to get this ball rolling. So let's keep going.
Okay. Let's see. Heat Seeker of the Year award. That means the person who got a dang good amount of heat. And there's a couple of people out there this year got some heat. There's JBL. There's Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jericho.
Ooh.
But my choice for Heat Seeker of the Year was Vicky Guerrero. I have never seen. A crowd form into a ready-made
a
lynch mob in my life just by hearing one woman go, "Excuse me!" like in a high chipmunk voice, just over and over. I mean, I saw people, they cut the crowd shots when she's like, "Say, excuse me," of people like foaming at the mouth and grabbing at their gnashing their teeth. They're like, "I just want to kill her. I just want to kill her." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I've never seen
like
such heel
people
heat.
Really are mad. I agree.
Just from saying, "Excuse me," the woman raises, she gets, I watch it sometimes. I get irritated, want to punch her in the face. I really do. I don't advocate violence against women, but I just want to karate chop her right in the throat. I really do because she freaking brings that out of me. And that is a real talent. I mean, I was going to pick Jericho, but she edged him out just because I was like, dear God, I could just smack the crap out of that woman. She's killing me. Yeah. That was my choice for Heat Seeker of the Year. What about you, T-Bag?
I am going to have to go with, I'm going to have to go with Jericho, dude.
That
as
was
much
a
as
good runner-up,
yeah. That, it has been so great seeing him back this year, what he's done.
He pulled some heel heat in, man.
Yeah, he, and I'm talking about strictly as a wrestler. Like, Vicky is great, and the people really, really hate her. But, I mean, to come in as a talker, as somebody who was loved so much, and to go from being loved that much to hated that much.
If you can get grown men to cheer for Cena, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm just saying. And I like Cena, but most grown men my age are like, boo him.
Boom. Biggest heat seeker.
Red Bull.
Man, these are some good questions, my friend.
Thank you. I made that one up.
Biggest
heat
seeker.
I didn't steal it from the slides.
I'm going to go with, you know, I hate stealing other people's answers, but Vicky Guerrero, that was really good.
Thank you.
It's a very good. Yeah, you know, I don't
ever
think about it.
There are
going to
be similar answers because, let's be honest, there's some that just you
and I don't ever think about it, but it's so true because, I mean, it's crazy the reaction that she gets when she just comes out there.
Oh, it's insane.
And
the
she goes, excuse me!
I'm serious.
And literally,
this
and when they cut.
On the Slammies, they cut to the crowd. And this one guy's like, son of a bitch. I mean, his whole body is violently shaking, and he's like thumbs down. Not just like a casual crowd guy going boo. No, he's like, son of a bitch, go! I mean, he's just like angry, and I'm
like, oh my God.
Yeah,
they're getting into it. If you could get people that mad, you're doing your job right.
Yep.
Exactly.
Excuse me!
Yeah, oh, God. Boo!
It just sets
sorry,
up something
see,
in
sets
your
me
brain,
off. Oh, my
know?
Gosh.
Yeah, I just had to throw
doing
that
a boo.
Out
The Pop Award, which is the exact opposite. The Pop Award of the Year. For me... And there was a lot of people who got some nice hearty pops, which if you don't speak the wrestling lingo and while you're listening to this show, honestly. Pop means you get the crowd just to go ape crap for you in a good way. Not heat way where they want to lynch you, but a good way where they cheer you on.
Gee.
Or the face pop. And this year it was kind of tight actually for this one, but I went to Jeff Hardy, who seems to be the pop making machine this year.
He can't do no wrong.
No, he's had 2 drug bust arrests. It's well known. And people are still like, I freaking love you, man. Girls. I mean, him and Cena are neck and neck for the
female
for the trim seeking award, actually.
Yes.
They both pull in that demographic, you know? So he won that award for me. What about you? I mean, there's others like Matt Hardy and CM Punk.
I would definitely throw it out to Jeff Hardy, just because once his music starts, it's like a bomb goes off in the place. I mean, I got to go to a handful of live events this year, and everyone, whenever you...
At Raw, did they lose their crap?
Yeah, once you hear that music, it's just like...
And you hear a flood start, just a tidal wave.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the same reaction that Johnny gives to John Morrison. But
it's true.
Everybody in there does.
When Morrison
and
the Miz come out, I like rub my nipples in a circular motion, and I'm like,
"Wow,
it's true." Mm. Just thought I'd share that.
I'm gonna go with the odd choice. I'm gonna go with Randy Orton because I feel like every
you
time,
know what that's interesting.
You
yeah.
know because I've noticed lately that he's been getting a lot of pops, and it's weird because you know I don't see how I just want to boo him. I think he's such a
douchebag.
Douchebag. And
what's funny is he'll go up against Batista, and it was in there. It was in his hometown, Washington D.C., recently, and he came out against Batista, and Batista got a good pop, but then Randy Orton came out, and all of a sudden they're just booing Batista and they're popping Randy Orton. I'm like, what happened here?
Yeah, it's kind of.
And so I'm going to say Randy Orton. I'm going to go for a shocker there. I think he's just, and I boo him every time. I'm like, Randy Orton.
Boo this man.
I want to boo him, but. People are. I think it's mostly the male demographic. Though.
Any guy that craps in a lady's handbag, you got to boo.
Well,
Diva or Knockout, if you're a TNA fan, all two of you. Diva or Knockout of 2008 for me was Beth Phoenix, and there was a long list. There's Mickie James. There's returning Melina. There's Awesome Kong, who should probably be in the Superstar of the Year, not Diva. But I mean, for me, it was Beth Phoenix, who's had a pretty good year, and the Glamorella stuff really did help her. Redbeard.
Oh, wow, we're switching up, huh?
Yeah. Keeping it fresh, kids.
I'm trying to think of all the... I'm going to go with Michelle McCool.
Michelle McCool?
She's the first Divas champion.
Divas champion with the tramp stamp belt. Very nice.
Yes.
Looks
yes,
like.
Yes, she did. I forgot about that. That's true. Tramp stamp belt. And, you know, she just... she's the first Divas champion, you know. So that's always a worthy note. And, you know, she's really grown in wrestling. She's really stepped up her game. And so
I mean, you know, another nominee you could actually for something for TV to think about before he gets his pick is Kelly Kelly as well. As
true.
Pretty
that
good.
Was going to be my pick.
Is it really?
Douche.
Really? Well,
yes.
Go ahead then.
Well, go ahead then.
I was going to say Kelly Kelly. Number one, she's trim. Because if you're a diva, I'm going to pick a diva that I would boink.
Yeah, okay.
If that's the word. And so
that you would have coitus with?
That is
okay.
That's right.
Coitus.
So, and with Kelly Kelly, that's definitely, definitely, definitely an option.
Oh
and
yeah.
Aside from that, I mean, her wrestling, she's gotten better. She came out, and now she's doing some things where, you know, she's
Hurricane Rana's.
Off the ropes and Hurricane Rana's. And
doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, so she's...
That training's paying off.
Yeah, she's improved a whole lot. So, I'm going to say Kelly Kelly.
And although I just read this... I didn't know if y'all heard this, but Michelle McCool is no longer allowed to use her main move, which was the, you know, we call it the implant buster. You know, but I just read that on her blog recently on WWE Universe.
The tit popper?
Yeah, she can't do that anymore. They've banned her from doing that, so.
Why is that? Was she actually popping silicone?
I don't know. I just saw it on WWE Universe on her blog, so
you read
there's
the
some
blog?
News for you. Well, I mean, it was there, and I was lonely,
bored.
And I had no pants on, and I was scared, and I don't know. No, so
that's
good luck to you, Michelle, in finding a new main move, which she says she's in the
DDT.
Process of doing. So anyways.
How about this one? This one's going to be a little bit of a handout here. TNA Wrestler of the Year. We're throwing a bone.
Okay.
And I went with Samoa Joe.
Well, he's an easy pick.
Well, I mean, you also had AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, because he's been the high-profile guy over there. But for me, Samoa Joe, because he held the title for a good while. He finally got the heavyweight title over there. And he's still one of my favorites, and I wish he'd be at WWE and see what he could do over there, too.
Ugh, I don't know the way the creative is there. But whose turn is it? Mine?
Yeah,
we're going to go with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to go back with my other choice that I made earlier. TNA Legend Champion Booker T, because the balls on that man to make your own title. I mean, he is a legend. I'm not going to take that away from him. He is a legend. He'll probably be in the WWE Hall of Fame one day.
He should be.
And
you know what the sad thing is?
But the balls. I'm talking about the meaty, just veiny, huge balls that he has to make a championship for himself.
The funny thing is, the Legends Championship belt looks better than the Heavyweight Championship belt on TNA if you look at him.
That's very true, actually.
Probably.
So
with the red trim.
My TNA choice is Booker T.
Do you have one, T-Bag?
I would go with Christian.
Christian Cage, right?
Wow,
on.
Wow. Yeah.
Who might soon be returning
That's
to the homeland.
Reason. That's one reason I would pick him.
Edge and Christian,
09,
I'm telling you.
Awesome. Your standout. So.
Well. Match of the year for 2008. We had some big ones. We had Money in the Bank. Shoddy won a grill. We had HBK versus Ric Flair retirement match at WrestleMania. We had the Royal Rumble match 2008. We had Edge and Taker TLC or Edge and Taker Hell in a Cell. Where he did go to hell, apparently. What do you guys think? And I'll go ahead and tell you my winner, was which was not even mentioned in the Slammies, was Jericho versus HBK ladder match. It was brutal. It was intense back and forth. And until then, the pay-per-view was kind of so-so
for me. I was about to say,
I
remember we were watching that pay-per-view, and we were just like, oh, this is actually, the pay-per-view was, you know, it was pretty good. But
it was solid.
But we bought that pay-per-view solely for that match.
That was
so
it.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah. And it lived up to potential.
And it did.
Maybe not $40, but maybe
maybe
a good $15.
Man, it was a great match.
What about you, T-Bag?
I would have to probably go with that one. I hate, like you said, stealing other people's answers, but that's the one that stands out in my head. That one or the classic wrestling match between Tommy Dreamer and Jack Swagger.
Very good.
Wow.
Greco-Roman wrestling? Yes.
Did they oil each other up?
No, they did not.
This is Greco-Roman wrestling.
No, but that match, dude, I mean, like I said, Jericho lost a tooth, got a little boogered up there. It was definitely an intense match, and the way that it ended, you're just like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? So
yeah, I don't know.
Right.
It was a great match.
Red Bit?
You know, I think it's a toss-up between... you spelled Royal wrong, by the way. But,
It's the Royale.
Oh. You know, it was either... it was either between the HBK Ric Flair match for me.
I was in a hurry to write, okay?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or Royal Rumble, because that was the return of Cena. And I remember, like, and that was the first time New York City, Madison Square Garden, popped for Cena. I was just like,
yeah.
I mean, no one was expecting
that.
That
doesn't happen in New York.
And,
they're too cool to pop for
And
Cena.
I'm always a big Royal Rumble fan. That's, like, my favorite pay per view of the year. And so.
Went to one live. And
we sure
was
did.
It, was it 98?
No, 99? About 2000. 2001, okay. Somewhere in there. But anyway, so my pick is Royal Rumble just because I think. I mean, I don't know. I'm horrible with these things because I hate to pick. But it's either between Royal Rumble or HBK.
HBK,
Ric
Flair.
Those
are
both great matches,
yeah,
I felt
between
like.
Between me, it's between that ladder match or the HBK Ric Flair.
So
yeah, that was a good one. And finally, for our awards here, the Superstar. The Wrestler, the end-all be-all of 2008. I wrote down a bunch of nominees here. We had Triple H, Batista, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho, John Cena, CM Punk, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe.
Okay,
that's the short list I came up with there.
All right. Okay.
Perhaps Matt Hardy because he was ECW champion.
True.
And I'm going to go last, so let's go first with T-Bag.
Ooh. Good. So I get to say it first.
Yeah.
Hands down, for me, I'm a big fan. I gotta throw it out to Chris Jericho.
Jericho.
He set the standard this year. Chris, thank you. You have made wrestling enjoyable for me.
He has been a three-time champion in the span of 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's interesting.
I'm also going to go with Jericho. Jericho has, you know, sometimes there's a point in wrestling where you just kind of, everything seems predictable, I guess, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to say about it. But, like, Jericho just brought back just this interest to wrestling for me. I was like, man, you know, what's going to happen next? He's, you know, he just really entertained this year. And if that's what they're all about. If that's where they're going to go instead of wrestling and one of those entertainers, and Jericho, hands down, was Entertainer of the Year, Superstar of the Year. So yeah.
You know, and I wrestled on this one, actually, because it was either going to be Jericho or Randy Orton for me. Because Randy Orton, if you're talking about the whole year, the first half of the year was pretty much Randy Orton.
True.
He dominated last year, starting at Survivor Series and Armageddon, at Royal Rumble, when I thought for sure... that Jeff Hardy was going to win the belt at Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And he kept it. And at WrestleMania, when you thought for sure that Randy Orton was going to lose the belt
to Triple H
he kept
at WrestleMania, when he retained, I swear, piss hit the floor at this house. It was like,
yeah, I remember.
I was like, what the? I almost cursed. I think I did curse, actually. I was like, how did this happen? It was one of those moments, so it was very close. But I, too, made the hat trick, and I picked Jericho because three heavyweight title wins in the span of 2 months is amazing. I didn't think he was going to win that one match. He got his butt kicked by HBK in that.
yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
He got whipped.
Yeah.
Whipped like a government mule, as JR says.
Yep.
And then he staggers out, gets the pin, game over. I was like, what the freak, dude?
It was crazy.
So... And now we're going to finally finish out this ultra long. Hey, you know, just this is just in case we're going to be gone.
This is the end of the year type. I mean, we are at almost at an hour and 15 minutes right now, people.
Which is
so
amazing.
If you're still
enjoy
listening to
this
us,
episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen to it. Break it up. Well, wait.
Tell your friends, actually.
We're at the end, actually. So
we are we at the end?
We are at the end.
Man,
time flies
when you're having fun.
It is. When you're got some good discussion. Good frickin' discussion. No bullcrap.
Let's talk.
No BS. All right. Finally, the 2009 predictions.
Ooh.
I want your thoughts, guys. I want your honest opinion. Your crystal ball, if you will.
Mm.
Who's going to be your breakout star for 2009?
Breakout star 2009.
Bless you. Excuse me. I put the mic away. I still heard that.
I am going to. You know, I think for somebody who's going to break out and actually probably have gold by the end of this year, who hadn't had gold.
Main eventing, maybe.
I'm not going to say necessarily main eventing, because I think that the main people are pretty much going to stay there. But as far as for somebody new, I think Swagger's going to go up and against Matt
Hardy. This comes from a guy who wore a T-shirt at a live event that said Swagger's a douche.
Oh, I gave Swagger hell. But, you know...
It wasn't a lot of his fault, though. It was because they trotted him out
but
with
video package. I can see him. He'll probably be the ECW champion sometime in 2009.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to happen. For sure.
I'm going to go with Evan Bourne. That's my pick.
Evan Bourne,
I see great things for Evan Bourne. I like Evan Bourne ever since, I saw him in...
Wrestling
Society X as Matt Sydal. Which is his name. But, I mean, he's just an impressive young guy. Obviously he needs a little help on his mic work, but just...
Do you like it when WWE treats you as retarded and Matt Sydal comes out and the next week it's like Evan Bourne?
And then they don't make no mention of the match?
Exactly.
That's just...
That's just a little side note there.
But
anyways, I hate that.
I'm not going to worry about that. But I think big things... And, you know, part of me is predict... I'm just going to go out and predict here. I don't know if we had this on the table, but... In Armageddon, you know, they're having Rey Mysterio and CM Punk face each other for the number one contender for the Intercontinental title. This is just my prediction. I like this. I think it'd be kind of cool, you know, if Rey Mysterio ends up winning and wins the IC title because he's never held it before. It'd be kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. It'd put a big name under a title, too, you know, kind of give more recognition to the title. But I'd like to see maybe Evan Bourne and Rey feud over that.
Oh,
that'd be kind of interesting.
Oh, dude, WrestleMania, Evan Bourne.
I mean, tell me about that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
They have the IC title defended at WrestleMania like they did in the days of old.
Yeah.
That would make me cream right there.
So
just the fact that the title's defended at WrestleMania. But those two, it would tear down the house.
But, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to see what hopefully Creative does some stuff with the younger guys. Because let's just face it, Batista's getting older, and I don't think rumors are that he's disgruntled right now, you know, that he's not really happy with where he's at.
Suck it a bit.
And,
honestly,
you know, as we say, HBK is not getting any older, younger. Triple H is getting older. JBL's, everyone's getting older, and it's time to get some of these younger guys pushed and, you know, in there. And so I'm really looking forward to 2009 to see what happens.
Yep.
But Evan Bourne's my pick.
I think my breakout star for this year. I mean, Ms. Morrison.
There you go. Don't be shy now.
No, my love for them is known. I mean, I thought Morrison was going to have breakouts this year. He kind of got sidetracked, but now with this tag with him and Miz, it brought him to the forefront again. Because I thought he was going to be lost in the shuffle when he left Raw.
Yeah.
But I picked both those guys because I think I see future Intercontinental titles between both of them. Now, world title, I don't know, but Miz has got a lot to overcome and all that negative stuff about him before, and he needs a way better main move than the reality check. It's just too complicated. It's hard to pull off. If you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
he has to hit the knee lift and then to the neck breaker, And half the time, you just can't do that move clean. I've only seen him once or twice do it in one sweet motion where he goes boom, boom. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of the time, it's boom, and then he has to like find the head and then boom, hit the neck breaker, you know? Mm-hmm. So he really needs something more transitional. Like Moonlight Drive, Morrison, that thing looks nice, and it's easy to hit. You know what I mean? It's a neck breaker, but with the way he does it, because he's like a freaking he's like a ballet dancer. He can like contort and do that kind of stuff in the ring. So when he hits that simple neck breaker, Morrison looks like $1 million. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the Miz needs something, a new finisher that's going to look impressive to compete with, you know. Personally, I hope Triple H retires so CM Punk can bring out the Pepsi Plunge. I miss that.
Gosh, I know. That'd be
It's like a second or top rope pedigree.
I'm telling you
it's
what.
It's amazing.
The day if he ever does it in WWE, a Pepsi Plunge, I will lose it.
You will jizz.
I will.
You'll be like,
my pants.
In
my pants.
How about champ at WrestleMania or leaving WrestleMania? Who's going to be the world champ?
I'm going to say Jeff Hardy.
Okay.
Wow.
I think this could be his year.
Wow.
You think Jeff Hardy versus Edge maybe? Ladder match? That'd be pretty cool.
We'll see what happens.
Champ at WrestleMania.
Or leaving WrestleMania.
Leaving WrestleMania as champ. I'm going to say Randy Orton.
Wow. Bold prediction. 2 years in a row for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Randy Orton. I think with the legacy coming up.
Could be a big help to him.
I think he's going to regain the title at WrestleMania.
I'm going for the hope of this, Jeff Hardy. Because, let's be honest, if the kid keeps his head on straight for the next couple months and doesn't go retard like he did this past WrestleMania, I think he's got in the bag. The fans want it. The fans are frothing at the mouth for it. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like rabid dogs, especially the females. Like, give him the belt! So I think he's probably going to be champ. Next big thing. Who's the rookie coming up? Who's going to make an impact? We got DJ Gabriel. We got Legacy, the guys from Legacy. We've got Kazarni. I mean, Kazarni guys, huh? Kazarni? Who's actually, Kazarni in real life is close friends with Edge, so I wouldn't put it past him that he actually does something big. Hmm. What do you guys think? I mean, for me, I'm going to say I think Cody Rhodes is going to be the next big thing, the rookie to break out. Not breakout star, but rookie to make the transition, you know, on up.
I'm going to stick with what I said. I think Swagger's going to have a big year.
Swagger's a good pick. Yeah. What about you, Redman?
Same here. I think Swagger, just from reading that article, too.
From his pedigree. I
think he's got a passion for the business. You know, he's got all the right things and the right tools. Now, if
just sucks he has that lisp, though.
Right, but, you know, I can look past that. But, you know, if creative gets behind him, and, I could see big things for him. Yeah. So.
Here's another question for 2009. Will ECW survive to the end of 2009 as a brand?
No, not if they don't change things.
You don't think so? Honestly, I don't think they will because of the way the contract thing set up, where it's year by year as opposed to multi-year deals. And I think just because maybe unless they have another draft in the summer and they really shake things up and give some big not just Finley, okay? Finley, I mean, I bet they're wishing so bad that Chris Benoit didn't lose his mind because they really could have used him on ECW.
Right.
I think personally it's just ECW it needs another title, and the ECW champion, Matt Hardy's doing a really good job, but needs to have more respect, honestly, because they just don't have him in the same. Well, I mean, when freaking Bobby Lashley was ECW champion, they were really touting him. Remember that? He was on covers of magazines with the other champs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think either it's just too many champions in the pot because of that. Either they're going to make it prominent and add more big names to ECW, or they're going to let it fade. That's me.
Well, I don't think it'll be the. Here's what I think. If they don't. I don't think it'll be the end of it. I don't think it'll be the end of it. 2009. If they do decide not to renew with Sci-Fi Network, I think they'll relegate ECW to more of a web show, type broadcast, which I could see happening.
I've heard rumors of a 2-hour, a 30 minute, two match web show.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be okay.
And you know,
I'm fine with that.
I don't think we'll hear the end of ECW in 2009. But I think if you know Sci-Fi doesn't or, you know, if they don't decide to renew, whatever, that it'll probably end up on the internet on the WWE.com.
Hey, Vince, here's the thing. How about putting Florida Championship Wrestling on the web? I would like to watch that, actually.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
I love to watch the up-and-comers, like the way up-and-comers.
You know, I go on YouTube sometimes, and sometimes they
have crappy videos on there, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's all you got sometimes.
That's true. And I think it'll survive. But like I said, it's on life support, and unless it adds, like, a secondary title or maybe have the tag champs defend on the show more often, or they, you know, combine all the tag team things. There's something has to be done.
Yeah. Something different than Henry and Finlay.
And finally, our last question for 2009 predictions. The brand extension, will it be kept going? Will they keep the dream alive in 2009? Will there be a draft again?
I think they'll still be doing it, but it'll be just like it is right now.
Yeah, it's not going to change.
It's not going to change, no. They'll still have the brands.
Do you think if they really shored up the brands and didn't have so much cross-promotion, it would be more exciting when they had cross-promotion, don't you think?
Yeah, it'd be more exciting because I remember, when was it? It was maybe a Royal Rumble or something like that. You know, it was like right when they started doing the brand extension.
4 years ago.
And you see like these guys, like I think it was like, I want to say like Kane and Batista or somebody. Some
it
of
was like Jericho and Mysterio.
Two big men, you know, that you don't.
Jericho was on Raw and Mysterio was on SmackDown. And I hadn't seen them fought in forever.
And so it kind of builds excitement. You're right. It does build excitement. But, you know, you got to go with the ratings and you got to go with what works. And
maybe if they cut down pay-per-views, they wouldn't do so much cross-promotion.
True,
I'm
true.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen because there's too much money made in pay-per-views.
Do you agree, T-Package?
I agree.
Well,
I concur.
With that awesome insight from T-Bag, we have come to the end.
I'm just agreeing. You all said exactly
that's true.
How
we are coming to the end of another awesome episode of AFB WrestleCast. Quickly, I want to say thanks to all our listeners. This is just letting you know that we appreciate your support. Keep listening. And better yet, tell your friends. Tell them to sign on and to download or stream this podcast. It's free. It's not hard to find. You can Google us. We're on iTunes. We're on Podomatic.com. We're on Podcast Alley. We'll keep adding them. Podcast.com. I'm sure we're on there, too. Find us. Listen to it. It's not hard to find. If you got time, if you're studying, I know when I used to study, I used to listen to music, and sometimes I'd take a break and listen to podcasts when I was studying in college. It's just something fun. Or put them on your iPod like I do. I listen to my show just to see how it sounds, you know, when we're done burning it, and also because I'm vain.
There is no depth to your shallowness.
There is no depth. And, you know, because I like listening, I like listening to talk shows like Opie and Anthony, so for me, this is like a bunch of talk shows I can download on my iPod or on my iPhone in my case and take with me and listen for free. So check us out and spread the word. Tell people to check it out. And leave the comments. We need the comments. We will mention you, Josh from Australia, Evan from Ireland. We will mention you in our comments. So tell your friends and, hey, we'll throw them a bone too. We're shallow, shameless plug whores. I will do this. So send those comments in. And it helps us do the show, you know?
If you leave comments this week, you know, like I said, there is a chance we could do another one. Might as well. If people want another show before Christmas break, we'll give you one.
Rally for it.
Just let us know.
Rally for it.
Well, I enjoyed it, guys.
And we're glad we had Red Beer here.
I'm glad to be back. It was fun.
He
can
do as many as he wants when he's not in Poonawalla.
Yeah, I know. Please, I hear it all the time. But it was fun. I'm glad I got to go join you guys again. Also, just to go back to what I was researching later, there was
a
baseball bat on a pole match.
Oh, yeah. Was that Sting?
I don't know who it was, but there
probably
there was. Where was the other one I saw? I remember this one. This was WWF though, before Vince Russo, I think. But there was a nightstick on a pole match between Nails and Boss Man.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A what?
A nightstick on a pole. So you know. The pole matches have been
has a proud and long tradition of douchery.
I can imagine one day a DVD coming out free to set the greatest pole matches ever.
The greatest on a pole.
WWE presents.
Could you imagine? It's like there was a time when there was Viagra on a pole. Let's go to that match. No, I get to see that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Also, I just saw this on Google when I was stripping.
Ooh. Wow.
When I was searching. For the pole matches, there was an article out that says TNA apparently now has the strip pole match. So TNA is going crazy with the pole matches. Russo,
Vince.
You're at it again,
wacky
my friend.
Wacky fun.
You keep it
and
up.
And in closing today, I think our dear friend T-Bag has a lovely letter or poem of recognition for a fallen friend.
Wow.
Take it away, T-Bag.
I will. Really quick, just to let you all know, Snitsky has a very special place in my heart. in all of our hearts. And really quick, I'm going to take a few moments just to play some sweet music in regards to Snitsky and read this letter. And hopefully you can share this with your friends. Mm. Okay? We'll take one moment for the music to play. And...
and?
Okay. Here we are. Dear Snitsky, I'm really depressed. What is 2009 going to be like without you? I only hope you can look back on your career and realize everything that you contributed to the wrestling business. You were blessed with the worst tagline in the history of wrestling. It's not my fault! Come on, people, we know it was horrible. Anyway, you're a mediocre performer and a talentless piece of shit. May this Christmas bring you everything that you have earned, unemployment and despair. Life will be better without you, and business will thrive. Mm. WWE will go on and bring us many other breathtaking moments without you. That you ever provided us with one. However, you're messing up my letter, you son of a bitch.
I was agreeing, sorry.
Now I gotta go back. Not that you ever provided us with one. However, just know that you will never be remembered or have a 3-disc DVD set. Merry Christmas, Snitsky, from T-Dive.
Is anybody else?
That's beautiful.
Okay.
I teared up, actually, during that.
Thank you.
Because touching. It mirrored what I felt in my soul.
It's true.
For Snitsky.
So,
you're quite the wordsmith.
Yes.
You should write for Hallmark.
This is for you, Snitsky.
So, Snitsky, have a great day. Great life. It wasn't your fault. And check us out again on AFB Wrestling.
Leave the memories alone. I don't want to see.